Chapter 5 The Loss of the Diamond. At 8 o'clock the next morning, Betteridge was preparing the dining room for breakfast when his daughter Penelope came running down the stairs.
"Father," she screamed, "come upstairs. The diamond is missing."
"Are you sure?" Betteridge asked.
"Yes. Nobody knows how. Come up and see."
As he reached the top of the stairs, Betteridge saw Rachel standing at her sitting room door. She was as white as her dressing gown. Inside her sitting room, the two doors of the cabinet were open. One of the drawers inside was pulled out as far as it could go.
"Look,"
said Penelope.
"I saw Miss Rachel put the diamond in that drawer last night. Now the drawer is empty."
"Is this true, miss?" Betteridge asked Rachel.
"The diamond has disappeared," said Rachel sadly.
She went back into her bedroom and locked the door. When Lady Verinder heard about the loss of the diamond, she asked Rachel to open her bedroom door to let her in. Ablewhite and Blake were perplexed. Blake called all the servants, telling them not to touch the doors or windows. He then searched the area of the cabinet to make sure that the diamond had not fallen behind it. He found nothing. So he sent Penelope to ask Rachel to come out and speak to them. Lady Verinder came instead.
"Rachel is so upset by the loss of the diamond that she will not even speak to me about it. You will not be able to see her now," Lady Verinder said.
Blake decided to tell Lady Verinder all he knew about the Indians. He heard that they had been seen in Fritzing Hall. Lady Verinder asked Blake to send a message to Superintendent Seagrave. Seagrave and two of his men came to investigate immediately. When he arrived, the superintendent told them that the Indians had been seen arriving in Fritzing Hall between 10 and 11 o'clock the night before. They had not left the town since then.
"But if the Indians are innocent," asked Blake, "who, then, took the moonstone out of Rachel's drawer?"
"That is what I have come to find out," answered Seagrave.
First the superintendent checked the grounds and found that no one had come in or out. He decided that someone from inside the house had taken the diamond. Seagrave then questioned Ablewhite and Blake, but neither of them was able to solve the mystery. Suddenly, Rachel came out of her bedroom and asked Betteridge, "Where is Mr. Blake?"
"He is on the terrace, Miss Rachel,"
the servant replied. Rachel went out to the terrace, and Betteridge saw her speak to Blake. Blake looked shocked. Then Rachel ran back to her room. On her way back, Seagrave asked if he could speak to her. She answered, wild and angry,
"I did not ask for you. I don't want you here. My diamond is lost, and neither you nor anyone else will find it."
She went back into her bedroom, locked the door behind her, and began to cry. Betteridge thought that Rachel was angry with Blake because he had called the police. However, he could not understand why this had upset her so much. Blake refused to tell anyone what Rachel had said to him and went into the library. Betteridge followed him to make sure he was all right. But just as he reached the door, he met Rosanna coming out of the library.
"What are you doing here?"
he asked.
"Mr. Blake dropped one of his rings upstairs, and I brought it to him," Rosanna replied.
Betteridge entered the library and found Blake looking surprised. He told Betteridge that Rosanna had come to return his ring, which he had dropped on the floor of his bedroom. But instead of leaving, she had looked at him in a half-frightened, half-familiar way and said,
"This is a strange thing about the diamond. They will never find it, will they, sir?"
"No, nor the person who took it. I'm sure of that."
She had nodded and smiled at him and then left the room. Blake didn't understand her. Her behavior was strange and suspicious. Betteridge said he'd have a quiet word with Lady Verinder about Rosanna before dinner. Later, on his way to see Lady Verinder, Betteridge looked into the servants' hall, where they were having dinner. Rosanna was not there. One of the servants told him that Rosanna had gone to Fritzing Hall earlier in the day, and when she returned, she had said that she was feeling unwell. Then, she had gone upstairs to lie down in her bedroom. Later that evening, Betteridge asked Penelope what she knew about Rosanna's feelings for Franklin Blake. Penelope told him that, on the day of Blake's arrival, Rosanna had asked her many questions about him. Penelope suspected that Rosanna had fallen in love with Blake at first sight.